MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and today's headlines, fires in Peabody, Ipswich, and Revere.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll preview some playoff events coming up tomorrow. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Showers, mid-40s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8:29 p.m. The Peabody Fire Department responded to a house fire at 4 Wheatland Street yesterday morning. The Daily Item reports that one person was in the house when the fire started and was able to escape unharmed. The house sustained significant damage, and the roof is thought to be in possible danger of collapsing. Yesterday's three-alarm fire may have also been fueled by the heavy winds that firefighters experienced while battling the fire. WFXT-TV is reporting that a fire early this morning in Ipswich damaged a garage on Northridge Road and then spread to the house. An Ipswich fireman was taken to the hospital with shortness of breath and is believed to be okay. Residents in the house were able to get out safely thanks to working smoke detectors. In additional fire news, Revere officials are looking for a possible arson suspect stemming from a Sunday night fire in that city. Following up on this week's election, there were two very close ward races in Newburyport where candidates are now seeking a recount. Jim Sullivan of the Daily News reports today that in Ward 2, challenger Stephanie Nikita came up just 11 votes shy of unseating Jenny Donahue. In Ward 5, Owen Smith trailed incumbent Jim McCauley by just 5 votes. Both Nikita and Smith have taken out recount petitions at City Hall. And Congressman Seth Moulton will be hosting his 9th annual Veterans Day Town Hall event on Friday. This year's event will be held at Abbott Hall on Washington Street in Marblehead, Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost in Philadelphia last night to the 76ers 106-103. The Bruins will host the Islanders tonight at the Garden, while the Patriots meet the Colts in Germany on Sunday. Here is a rundown of games in tomorrow's playoff games involving North Shore football teams. In D1, BC High is at St. John's Prep at 6 tomorrow night. In D2, Peabody will host Barnstable, also at 6 tomorrow night. In D4, Marblehead travels to Grafton. In Division 5, Danvers plays at Dedham, while Newburyport will be playing at Foxborough. Coach Ben Smolsky of Newburyport on a tough Foxborough team.
Foxborough, they're definitely a solid team. They pose a lot of problems in the pass rush. They have some defensive ends that get after it. They send the blitz, and they're just aggressive offensively. They can pound the ball and they can throw the ball. You know, they like to set the tone, running the ball hard and in establishing that ground game, and then they open it up and start to throw the ball. And you know, they take advantage of, you know, watching them in film. They had a lot of games where their defense is good at taking the ball away, and then they capitalize on those takeaways.
In Division 6, Salem will host Cardinal Spelman. Linfield goes to Hudson. In Division 7, Amesbury is at West Bridgewater. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen will be trying to stop the triple option offense of West Bridgewater.
So we've got our hands full coming up this week. They've got some really good skill guys over there at West Bridgewater. They're able to put points on the board, and they run the triple option really well. And if you don't play assignment football against triple option, you can find yourself in a world of hurt. So we were able to rep that yesterday and understand who's got to get where and who's got to tackle who. And I think if our guys understand where their help is and where their leverage is, as always, you know, we're gonna be okay. But it's really just about continuing to cultivate that understanding and further our understanding of where our help is. Because no guy can do it alone. We don't ask them to do it alone. We wouldn't expect them to do it alone. And when they understand the scheme, and then you get some exceptional individual effort within that, you can make some special things happen.
And in Division 8, number 7 Kip at number 2 Carver, Friday night at 6:30. Carver is 9-0 and the real deal, according to Coach Jim Rabbit of Kip Academy.
Yeah, this Carver team is really good. You know, their record is not overblown. I don't think at all. They have some big wins, most notably Cohasset. a few weeks ago in the regular season. And Cohasset just went down and beat Manchester in the playoffs in the D7 playoffs by a score. So, you know, this Carver quarterback, he can really throw the ball. He has receivers, all four, including the running back, and catch the ball. So they're really dynamic. They remind me a lot of our team last year with Juan. You know, so they're really a run-and-gun team, it seems like, and we have to slow their quarterback down and disrupt some timing of their wide receivers' routes, I think. And, you know, it's a team that's been scoring 40 points a game against everybody. So we have to slow them down, and we have to continue to do what we do on offense, and that's put up 30, 40 points of our own. If we can do that, it's going to be a ball game. I think it's going to come down to one or two scores either way. It's going to be a close game. But this Carver team, you know, presents a bunch of problems for us that we have to make sure that we're ready for.
And one other big event on the North Shore tomorrow, two-time state champion Ipswich Volleyball advanced to the quarterfinals. They'll be playing host to Hamilton Wenham, a league rival, tomorrow at 4 in Ipswich. This is Ipswich volleyball coach Stacey Lawrence.
Obviously, when you get to the tournament, you kind of want to play somebody new, but the fact that we do get to play our town rivals is definitely makes the playoff environment a little bit more special, you know, especially when it is for that Final Four trophy. And I am sure Hamilton Wenham's just as amped up as we are in terms of getting in and playing. And I think we're going to see the biggest crowd that we've seen so far this season, especially with it being the Friday of Veterans Day weekend. And, I mean, my kids are excited. They're hungry. They're ready to battle. And the fact that it's against Hamilton definitely adds another layer of excitement to it, for sure.
So a lot of excitement Friday afternoon at 4 at the Roundy Gymnasium at Ipswich High School. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.